Welcome back to WCRB In Concert with David DeVoe and friends at the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. One of David DeVoe's strategies as an artistic director has been to encourage young performers who've made a commitment to each other to work together as an established ensemble. Incoming artistic director Barry Schiffman was a member of such a group. He got his start as violinist with the St. Lawrence Quartet. And that's how he had his first exposure to the Rockport Chamber Music Festival.
It's always been part of Rockport's mission and something that David really pushed forward to support emerging artists. And in 1994, that's exactly what the St. Lawrence Quartet, which was I was a member of, were. We were emerging artists. We were literally getting our check at a gig, cashing it, paying our rent, and wondering whether we could make it to the next month.
That's Barry Schiffman, the new artistic director, whose plan is to continue engaging the best of the up-and-coming chamber music groups for the Rockport Chamber Music Festival. Groups like A Far Cry, who joined pianist David DeVoe for a memorable evening at the Shaolinlu Performance Center, playing the 14th Piano Concerto by Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mozart's 14th Piano Concerto with pianist David DeVoe and a far cry, Boston's unconducted chamber orchestra at the Rockport Chamber Music Festival on WCRB in concert. A far cry is the kind of ensemble that could never have fit onto the stage in the early years of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival, but in the new Shaolin Lu Performance Center, it's no problem at all. And that beautiful concert hall was built thanks to the energy and dedication of David DeVoe and the festival's board. This broadcast of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival is produced on air and online by me. I'm Alan McClellan. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross, and our executive producer is Brian McCreath for WCRB in concert.